and you do that all day long.
Yeah. Pretty soon you have no I can'ts. Lester, in his autobiography, had no I can'ts and no shouldn'ts. None.
Okay.
That's a natural way. These are just thoughts. This is just your recording, Marietta. And if it's not playing the right sound, get rid of it.
No, I can't.
You put it in. There's nobody else out there. There's no one out there but you. For you. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. If you let go, it changes. Everybody's been experiencing that. It's just a dream. The whole thing is a mentation. You don't like the mentation, let it go. That's it.
Okay,
it's simple.
I got it. Okay.
It's just a dream. The whole thing is a dream.
All day long, all the time you do it. You don't have to sit down and write it down.
No, let it all go.
Harry?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. You have to figure out if it's wanting approval and wanting to be safe.
That's a good idea to do that, because that's the bottom line of all programs. And if you can't figure it out and you don't know, just still let it go.
But if you have like a thing, or I can't, or I do, or
just let it evaporate
out,
in the zone.
Then you don't have to think if it's approval, control, or safe.
You can do it any way you want to do it, Marietta.
Okay.
Just prove it to yourself. Just let it all go. Thinking is thinking.
Harry?
Yes.
This is Tom Miller.
Yes, Tom.
I've been going through this challenge too. It's like, part of one of it. One is with my practice, wanting it to get to a certain level. The other thing is, I've been wanting to. My wife and I have been talking about buying a new house and two new cars. And every time I go to look at the houses or look at the cars, I just like clutch. Then my mind goes into how can I afford to.
Okay, well that very clutch is keeping you poor, Tom.
Yeah.
Now pull your shoulders back right now. Move up to courageousness. Take the stick shift into courageousness. Invite that fear to come up. And it's got to be strong enough to say, I don't care if I explode. I don't care if my rear end falls off. Bring it up. Bring it up and just let it pass through. Kick it the hell out of there. Is it shifting?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep letting it go until it's all gone. The clutch is what's causing your lack. Nothing more, nothing less. And you're doing it to you because it's your voice and it's your clutch. All you do is let it go and it changes. You got to prove it to yourself. Can you just allow that whole concept to evaporate and dissolve?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And more. I know to the mind it seems easy, but the mind loves complicated things.
Right.
Not complicated, it's easy. But you just let it pass through. And more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And more? See, if it bothers you, you're actually causing it to happen, what bothers you, by fighting with it. You're actually locking it in the mind. It's like a camera. You put the wrong picture in a movie projector, it projects it on the screen of life. You are bothered by something, you're actually holding that in mind. So therefore it projects. Let go of it totally, and it doesn't exist anymore. And it changes. You need to prove it to yourself. How does it feel now, Tom?
Much better.
Well, keep working on it. Anybody else?
How do you let go of it totally?
You just let go of it totally. You know it's gone when there's no more clutching, and it's totally gone. Takes an intention. I'm done with that. I'm not messing around with it. I'm not listening to that voice. That's me. It's my voice. It's just a recording you put in. You put it in, take it out. If you didn't put it in, you're up the creek without a paddle. How are you going to change it? But if you put it in, and you know you put it in, you take it out. There's nobody else out there. There's nobody giving you these programs. Nobody's giving you I can'ts. Write down, let's take a few minutes and write down what you decided with your life. You want to know what your life is? What's going to happen? Write it down. You'll see what you decided. If you don't like it, then start releasing it. Erase it. Here's the topic. What did you decide about your life? It's a little preview of what we're doing and what do I do when I grow up. Do this kind of work.
What's the question?
What did I decide to do with my life?
What did I decide in the past?
Right now. What have I decided about my life? with the future.
What have I decided will be for my life?
Yeah, sure. Everybody knows it. You've heard the expression. It's already written.
All right.
It is already written, unless you take it out and change it. If you don't change it, it's going to happen. What you don't undo, you will go through. So write down what you decided about your life, and your money, and your financial situation, and your health, or whatever. Just write it down. See if there's any clutching there, resistance, and let it go.
Hi, Larry. It's Peter, New York.
Yeah.
I honestly wrote this down, and I'd like not to work and let the money come in with ease.
Okay. Right.
And
any doubts?
Yeah, there are doubts. Because
right, feel them.
How can it come in?
Feel them. Well, that's wanting to figure it out.
Yes.
I don't give a shit. Could you let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is?
Absolutely.
And more? And could you allow the DAS to evaporate and dissolve?
Yeah,
be okay with you to allow it. What does an unlimited person have to do to allow something to happen?
Nothing.
Right. Just could you allow it to happen?
Yes.
Would that be okay with you?
It would be okay with me.
See if there's any resistance there.
There is resistance.
Right. Could you see that? We're resisting something wonderful happening to us. Could you let that resistance go?
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
It would be wonderful.
That's all you do. When a doubt comes up, you catch yourself. Could I let go of it? Could I let myself? Can I allow it to just be that way? Can I let go of anything in the way?
I've always believed just because everyone else is doing it, why do I have to do it?
That's right. Let it go.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Yes, Larry, it's Diane from New York.
Yes.
I wrote down, I've decided to do only work that has meaning to me.
Okay.
And
what the hell does that mean?
It's work that brings me joy.
Okay. All right. Get more specific, because meaning doesn't always mean anything to the mind. Mind is never satisfied. So do only work that does joy for you, and then release any feelings. How does it feel?
I've decided to do only work that brings me joy.
Wonderful. And that's a decision. And once you set it in mind, then you just release anything in the way. Everything is a decision. Would you let it go? Could you let it go when? It's a brilliant question. It's a courageous question. Would you let it go? Could you let it go when? Now. That pulls you up to courageousness. Gets you to take responsibility for your feelings. It's not your feelings. So everything in life is a decision. I decided I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a billionaire. I decided I'm going to have a wonderful woman in my life, a wonderful man in my life. Whatever it is you decided, it's a decision that you and you alone are making. And you can have any decision you want and any dream you want. All you got to do is release anything in the way. Anybody else? Who else? Was that Brian? Who else?
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was just saying that there's two ways you can look at this. What have I decided for my life? One is you're looking at, wow, look at all these negative things I've decided. And the other is, what do I want to decide to have in my life?
Well, we decided positive and we decided negative, except we don't want to look at the negative.
Yeah.
Well, if you brought it up, I'll tell you right now, everybody knows how they're going to die, when they're going to die, what they're going to be worth, and what's it going to do with your life. You already decided that. But everybody. It's because of these old programs called wanting approval, wanting control, wanting to be safe. If you bring them up, you can change it.
I'm just saying, I think that the really powerful question to look at and say to yourself, what have I decided in my life? And you'll see a lot of things that you've decided that are really not what you want.
Correct. And then you dump them. Very good.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. It's real simple. It's just a thought. It's just a dream. Anybody
Larry,
else?
I have one.
Yes.
Maria in San Diego.
Yes.
I am completely free to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whomever I want, with great ease, prosperity, and joy.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful goal. Fabulous.
So my question is like...
Just let go of anything.
And I know they're trying to figure it out.
And let go of anything to the contrary, that's all. Your mind don't want to do that one. The mind don't like that one. Mine likes to deal with problems.
Yeah, because what happens is like, well, what about the business? You're supposed to be focusing on selling that. And there's
well, that goal fit, that fit. Goal does works fine for me.
Pardon?
That goal works fine for me, and that's the goal that would work with regard to selling your business.
Well, I could do
you
both.
See, you've been shooting on yourself, and you're pushing yourself.
Well, I haven't even been doing a goal chart on selling the business because there's so much shit that comes up.
Well, you need to do that. It's your shit. Hey, could you let go of wanting it to happen, wanting bad things to happen? Could you?
Yeah.
And more? If you don't let it go, then you must want it. Who
no,
might
I
stop?
Don't want it anymore.
Well, you got to decide. It's a decision. I'm done with that. Bring it up. Can you allow that whole thing to evaporate and dissolve, the problems that you have? Could you?
Yeah.
Could you allow it more to evaporate and dissolve?
Like my mind says yes and my body is just holding on.
Well, tell
off.
Your mind to get lost. I don't listen to the servant. It's your mind. I heard you say my mind. If it's your mind and you own it, then tell it to get lost. Did it shift?
Yeah.
All right. Proof that it listens to you.
Say that
that's
again?
A decision. Proof that it listens to you. And you alone. You don't talk to it, it ain't going away. You don't tell it to leave, it won't leave. If you tell it to leave, it leaves. It has to. It's because it's yours. Can you imagine we're listening to a recording and we think it's real? That we made this recording and now we think we got to listen to it. Isn't that a joke? It's a total joke. It's just a recording that's playing in your mind. It's not real. And you put it in. And now you think you're stuck with it. Just let it go. Let it go. Anybody else? Huh?
Okay, so can I... I feel I'm so stupid about this, but...
You are stupid.
I really... Can you help me word the goal for selling the business so that...
I allow myself to sell my business with ease.
Oh. Well, that's pretty easy.
That's it, and let go of all the things that you're afraid of. It's a waste of time. You've been trying to prevent yourself from going out of business. So what are you holding in mind?
Yeah, really.
All right. Well, could you let go of preventing, trying to prevent it?
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah, there's... yeah, I'll keep working on it, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah. You're holding the wrong thing in mind by trying to prevent it. You locked it in. Let go of what we want to prevent. Write this down. Let go of what we want to prevent. Then we are not holding it in mind. Let go of what we want to prevent. Then we're not holding it in mind. Another one is what you don't undo, you will go through. Anybody else?
Sorry. This is Freddie in L.A.
Yeah, hi, Freddie.
Hi. I set a chart for $100, but I'm spending money, not gaining money.
Okay. Because you got a program. It says you can't, right? You have doubts about it.
Yeah.
Feel the doubt. The doubt inside. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you just let go of that doubt? Just allow it to evaporate and dissolve. Is it shifting?
Shifting.
All right, let go of the whole doubt. Let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is. Now, you've been another one, Freddie, that's been trying to prevent yourself from losing money.
Uh-huh.
So what are you holding in mind if you're trying to prevent it? You're holding the wrong thing in mind. Can you let go of trying to prevent it?
Yes.
By resisting it, you're locking it in place. Could you let go of resisting?
Yes.
There's a lot of fear there. Couldn't you just bring it up?
I don't know.
Just let it come out. Freddie, I'll give you a goal. I allow all my fear to come up and out with ease. And just bring it up. It's enough is enough, Freddie. That's the only thing that's stopping you from having everything you want. You're such a lovely, loving, giving lady. And you're stopping yourself. So time is enough. Okay? Invite it all up and just dump it. Okay?
It's hard, but I will.
Just, never mind, it's not hard. It's just move yourself up to courageousness. Pull your shoulders back and say, I'm tired of this whole damn thing, and I'm now moving.
I am tired of it.
Enough is enough. And, you know, in order for a turtle to move, she has to stick her neck out. She sits there and the same thing happens over and over again. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Over and over again. There's a story I tell about a pilot taking off the runway. When a pilot takes off the runway, they turn the plane around to the runway. They decide, I'm taking off. They're committed to taking off. Then they take the throttle and they push enough, they put it to enough momentum so that the plane rolls down the runway and takes off. If they don't have enough momentum, the plane's going to just roll around or maybe crash on a plane, on the runway. What decision have you made in your life to have all the abundance you want? It's just a decision. Strengthen your decision. I decided that that's it. Have enough momentum, which is by doing all this releasing we've been doing. Let go of resisting beingness. It's your only friend, Freddie. That fear is not your friend. That those doubts are not your friend. You got one friend and the best friend of all. The only friend you got is beingness. And beingness does not resist you. We resist beingness. Can you imagine? We're resisting beingness. How stupid can we be? Don't listen to that mind. That mind is not your friend. It's negative. It really gives you anything good. Check this, check that, worry about this, do that, right? Enough is enough. Just strengthen your decision. I'm done with it. And then just start letting it go. Pull your shoulders back. And I don't care if I explode. I don't care if my whole body shakes. I'm going to let it go. That's what it takes. Because it's been a long-term habit, Freddie. And enough is enough. Okay? Good. Anybody else?
All right, this is Tom again from New
Jersey.
Yes,
Tom.
When you were just talking there, something came up for me. It was I kind of can go back and remember when I first started practice, and I got to a point where, you know, I purchased a home and my cars, and paid everything off, and started saving some money. And then there's a point that I got to that once I got out of debt, I literally went into what I think was like survival. Fear came in, and I just like was. You said something about resisting. Something about resisting something. You'll lose something.
Yeah, you're trying to prevent it.
Yeah.
You were trying to maintain. You were trying to be like a squirrel, trying to hold on what you have.
Yeah.
Life in the universe is you let go. It's a constant movement. When a tree has a flower or has a leaf on it. And the leaf falls down, it disintegrates, but another leaf comes. It's in movement. So if you try to hold something, you're going backwards. You need to get to continue to flow. So could you let go of trying to hold on to what you have? You're actually locking it in by making a fist. You're tightening up, see? Could you let go of clutching? Could you, Tom? Tom?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you let it go if you could?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I would recommend you doing attachments and aversions to losing. You need to clean that up.
Okay.
There's a fear of losing. And it's strong.
Right, it is.
And if you have a strong fear of losing, you're going to lose. Because you're holding in a mind, and the mind is only creative. So do attachments and aversions to losing. Do attachments and aversions to winning. There's clutch in there, too. And just let go of all that stuff. I'll just show you how bad it is. Imagine losing. There's a squeeze and a lemon cushion. Imagine losing all the time.
Right.
You okay. See there's a whole big clutch there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Could you let that energy come up? And just let it pass through?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And more?
Mm-hmm.
And more?
Yes.
And more? Imagine losing all the time. You can't help it. You're going to lose. Any more clutch?
Lighter.
Okay, let it all go. Don't save some for later. And more. And more. Imagine losing all the time. You can't help it. You're going to lose. See if there's any more resistance there. See, what you resist, it persists. You need to let it go. Just allow it to pass through. How does it feel now?
Feels good.
Okay. So imagine winning. See if there's any clutch in there.
No.
Okay. So I would still clean it up. Do attachments and aversions to winning, attachments and aversions to losing, and then I do a goal. I allow myself to be a winner at all times with ease. How's that sound? Any resistance?
Not at all.
Good.
Barry?
Yeah?
Could you comment on the distinction between when you're holding...
Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian.
When you're holding in mind your intention, how that is different from focusing on wanting.
Right. An intention is a decision. This
yeah.
is what I'm going to do. There's no wanting there. It's a decision.
It's a... Yeah, okay.
Very clear. That's what I want. That's what I'm doing. That's my intention. And it just falls in your lap. You knock out anything in the way.
Even though it's you're kind of saying, this is what I want. I don't have it yet, but this is what I want.
It's a decision. This is what I'm having.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you knock out anything that's in the way, any wants that are in the way. Want is lack. You knock out any lacks. When you make a decision, there's no lack there.
Okay.
It's only when you're wanting that there's a lack. You let go of the lack. Is that clear?
Yes.
Wanting approval has a kind of gimme feeling to it, a kind of softness, neediness. But wanting control, on the other hand, is a hard feeling. It's like a little more pushy and assertive. Remember that a want is a lack. Remember that there is nothing wrong with giving or receiving approval or being in control. It's not the actual state that limits us, but it's the wanting it. Want is a lack. Releasing our wants is more powerful and deeper than releasing our emotions and feelings. When you let go of the want, you'll be letting go of a piece of everything on the chart. If you look to the chart of the emotions, every time you let go 1 ounce of wanting approval, 1 ounce of wanting control, 1 ounce of wanting to be safe, you let it go or 1 ounce of everything, because they're the master programs to everything. Wanting approval, wanting control, wanting to be safe. And, of course, the bigger program is wanting to be separate. The ego separate ourselves. When you listen to Lester on his tape on the In Retreat, He says the first program we put in is the wanting to be separate. That's the ego. So in the course, what am I going to do when I grow up? That's what we're working on. We're knocking on that program. And that can knock out all the stuff so you don't actually, if you had to release on every feeling that ever was, there's too many of them that we've accumulated. But when you bring it to approval, control, and security, and the wanting to be separate, and the fear of dying, it knocks out all the programs, and then you can go free fast in a matter of 3 weeks. It's a 3-week job. It took less than 3 months, but he didn't know what he was doing. He's led the way. It's a 3-week job if you would just sit down and decide I'm done with it all. And it's a question of I would strengthen my decisions. Strengthen your desire. Take all your desires, your remaining desire, and convert them into one desire, the desire for freedom. That'll take you all the way. And then everything is wonderful in your life. Everything falls in place. You have everything for a mere thought of it. What's wrong with that? Why deal with all the hassles of life?
Larry?
Yes.
It's Sheila.
Yes, Sheila.
How do you convert all your desires into the desire for freedom?
It's a decision.
Oh, okay.
I decide I want freedom more than a drowning person wants here. I want freedom more than I don't care if I explode. The joke is you don't explode and you don't die. It's a joke. We've all released on major things, every one of you on a thing. And when you let it go, what was it? It was nothing. You actually let go of nothing, an illusion that you had a serious problem. It was just an illusion. If you let it go, if you don't let it go, it looks like it's real. But if you let it go, it's an illusion. The whole damn thing is just a dream. Most of us are having a daymare. Why have a daymare?
A what?
A daymare. It's like a nightmare, only with your eyes open. When you have a dream at night, you know, sometimes you have to smack yourself in the face and say, wait, that's just a dream. The whole thing is just a dream. You catch yourself, wait a minute, it's just a dream. Turn it upside down, it changes. That's it. Who else said something?
Larry?
Yes.
This is Brian. Could you just say something else about you and Lester and everybody else that said convert all your desires to the one desire for freedom?
Yes.
And that's all I... What is... Can you just say in a sentence or two, what is freedom? I just heard only the word.
Freedom is nothing and nobody bothers you anymore. Imperturbability.
You don't. It sounds like apathy almost, though. You don't
no,
care.
No, it's not. You just never bothered by anything ever again.
Is that the highest state to be in? Just
yes.
Never being bothered?
Yes.
Really?
What's so great about being bothered?
Yeah, but how about more like joy, exhilaration, bliss, any of that stuff? Right?
No. Accomplish that one. Can you accomplish that when you're bothered? No. You never be there if you're bothered. Screaming and yelling is can get you joy or bliss, right?
Right.
To go for good joy and bliss.
There's something profound about this idea of nothing bothers you. There's some amazing experience in all that. But nothing bothers you.
Right.
Yeah?
Go for it. Find out.
Okay.
If you don't like it, you can always get bothered again.
If I don't like it, then I'll be bothered by something, won't I?
Right. Anybody else?
Larry, it's Peter, New York.
Yes.
It may be semantics, but if we desire freedom,
mm-hmm.
Are we lacking freedom?
Yeah, but look, take the one desire, convert all your desires into the one desire, the desire for freedom. And once you get there, then drop it. The truth of the matter is, for those that are more evolved, every time you have a feeling that says, I'm not free, let it go. That's just another thought.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you think you have to do something, let that go. For those that have gone through the beingness exercise, which I usually do when I do the cleanup or in the tapes, what do I need to do to make a living? The answer is no, nothing. What do I need to do to be free? The answer is nothing. Many of you experienced that. Mind you, listen to the truth. I've done it with enough thousands of people that everybody has the same answer. Is there such a thing as right or wrong? No. Is there such a thing as birth or death? No. Is there such a thing as the past or the future? No. That's what happens when you're in touch with your beingness. when you're in touch with your mind, the answer is yes to all that stuff. And then all you do is to torture yourself. Beingness, we're resisting beingness. The only friend you got. But you never have to die. You never have to suffer. You can have everything you want all the time. What's wrong with that?